there's something about
the world, David, well, therein.
for he is founded upon the seas and established upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul under vanity nor sworn deceit, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek God's face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him.
Thank you for giving us that reasonable portion of Church, amen. That's what we would do. We would always look forward to communion and
would have our fellowship that Sunday. Amen. And we would have our communion. And then we would go over to the First Lady in our house. We'd have our monthly fellowship. Amen. And it's important, amen, to remember what God has left on record for us to do. And then on those Sundays when we had candidates for water baptism, we would go to our sister church. Amen. Over at New Birth. And we would baptize over there. Amen. But it was something that we continued to do, and we encouraged each other. So we want to sing this song this morning to encourage each other that there's still power in the blood. Amen? The first verse says, would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you evil a victory to win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power. Power, wonder-working power. In the blood of the Lamb, there is power, power, wonder-working power. In the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from the burden of sin? Amen. Thank God. Amen. God doesn't lose power. Amen. that he has more than enough. Amen. Power. To save the most lost sinner. Amen. About you, amen, but I'm glad that you found me. Have I got a witness?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. It's all right. Amen. So when it's time for God to call me from labor to reward, amen, I don't have to worry about trying to get enough money together to pay for my salvation. Come on down. I'm just simply going to say it's what? Cup in the blood. Amen. Have I got a witness? Amen. Because the rest of our class and all of our rights and all of our money put together, amen, it's not enough to buy us, amen, salvation, amen. And so when we stand before God and give an account of the need of the blood in the body, amen, I'm going to have a blood claim, amen. I'm going to say, God, it's covered, amen, in the blood of Jesus, amen. And the record was clear, amen, that the slate has been wiped up. That it was paid for way back on what? Calvary's cross. Come on, y'all know what y'all talking about, amen. Amen. So we thank God that it's covered in the blood. Somebody asked, we got a testimony in the house this morning, amen, about being covered in the blood.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for Jesus. He paid my sin debt. I thank God for Jesus to look beyond my voice. Lord knows I needed a Savior. So I thank God this morning for everlasting life. I pray, church, that you all continue to pray for me, and I pray for you. Thank you, Pastor Kayson, and First Lady Kayson. Thank you, Heart of God. I thank God for my son and his family,
yeah,
for friends and loved ones. I just praise God this morning just to be in his house to worship
one more time.
Just to be in the level,
yeah,
one more time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your sacrifice.
Yeah.
Thank you for paying my sin debt. And whosoever will, this morning, I bless you this morning. Hallelujah to your name.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yeah, I thank God for the blood this morning. Yeah. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on
Calvary. Come on now.
The blood that gives me strength,
yeah,
from day to day.
Yeah.
It was never lose this power. And I thank God this morning for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
For truly God is good. And I'm telling you, God is just good all the time. All the time, God is good. So, God, I just thank God this morning, for he is a good God, a mighty God, a great God, an awesome God. He's all of that and much, 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 much more. And so we just thank God this morning. I thank God for my pastor, First Lady, Harding Baptist Church in its entirety, my family. And I thank God for those, oh God, that are listening by the various modes of communication this morning. God bless you all there. Amen. And we're going to continue to lift you up in prayer. And we just thank God this morning for his word, because his word is truth, power, and strength. And so I thank God this morning. God bless you all and have a very blessed week.
Amen. Amen. We're going to give online callers, amen, a chance to say good morning this morning. We're going to go to our first caller. Amen. Last four digits, 7971. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady. Heart of God, Baptist Church. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see another beautiful Sunday. God be the glory. Pastor, when I look back, and my track record, I just want to say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I pray for you on my side. My promise, I will continue to praise and thank the Lord. Thank God for you all, prayer warriors, and all to think of me every Tuesday morning. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. And I'm doing fine. I'm well, I can see. I can talk.
Amen.
I can walk.
Amen.
Walk.
Amen.
I think the scripture says, hope I'm wording it correctly.
That's all right.
Of a good man, ordered by the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So blessed. So blessed. Yeah. And I know it's God. You all have a blessed Sunday. Continue to keep me in your prayers. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Amen. I ask for digit 7611. 7611. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. You lay down in the evening and lay down. You don't know if you're going to catch the day to put your foot back on the ground the next day. But you say, thank you, Lord. When you reach, open your eyes up and you see your light in your eyes, you know the good Lord gave you another second chance to stay up on this ground and keep on kicking. We said, thank you, Father, for being so good to us that you have brought us a mighty long way. We're so proud that ourselves to be stayed with it on you and hold your holy name. We said, thank you, Father, for being so good to us in your blessed holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Thank God for Deacon Bryce. Amen. And so she's unable to articulate this morning, but we see her on the line, like we see her on so many times, and we thank God for her faithfulness. Amen. Even on this communion Sunday, we got a couple more folks who want to say good morning to this morning. Amen.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Just like thank God for seeing another day, bringing you back here once again. Thank God for everybody that's here. God in my life. I know everything you blessed me with.
Man's best friend.
And thankful family and friends. Good to see everybody in good health.
Amen.
Pray everybody's with it.
Amen.
Thank you.
I don't have it all, but so we just grateful and thankful just to see another day. Just thank God for keeping us, you know, keeping me, I can only speak for myself, keeping me going this week. Just keep trusting in the Lord because he got everything in his hand. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just grateful to God just for all that he's done for me. I had 10,000 tongues. I cannot thank him enough for all that he's done for me. For the good, the bad, the ugly, the great, and the small.
For it
all. Thank God for my church family, for my family. Thank God for the prayers of the righteous. Thank God somebody prayed for me. Amen. I love you guys. I pray that you guys have a blessed week. And you guys pray for me, and I will pray for you.
Amen. All right. We got some folks back. I know you got a testimony here. Amen. You're from my first lady. Good morning, first lady.
Good morning, heart of God. I thank everyone that is here. For life, health, and strength. Thanking the Lord for letting us see another day. And I just look forward to the week. Praise the Lord. School is going to be out for spring vacation. Hallelujah. We need a break. Teachers need a break. Children need a break. To rejuvenate for run this race to the end in June. And I'm just thankful for all the prayers and for the teachers, for the students, for everyone who plays a part in teaching their child to do that which is right. And I'm just going to continue to do what thus say the Lord and do it to the best of my ability and have the Lord give me the strength to do the rest. I pray that everyone has a blessed week. I'm sending out air hugs and kisses to you all. Gratefully, we'll see each other soon. It's starting to get warm. So I'm looking forward to everyone coming out to fellowship with us here at the Heart of God. Love you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
God and Father, the presence this morning. It's an honor and a pleasure for me to be sitting here this morning. He has blessed me to another week in the next week I made it. And he knows my name. So thank you, Jesus. I want to thank my sister in Christ, Sister Barbara Kennedy, for coming out.
Hello.
state and local government, men and women in uniform serving all over the world. Remember President Biden, Vice President Harris, remember all of our Supreme Court justices, all of our physicians. Remember all of our family and friends being fought. We know that we might be limited by water, land, and sea, but we serve a God who's omnipotent, and he's in all power and omniscient. He knows everything, amen. And that he has the ability, amen, to be omnipresent, present everywhere. So there's no place that God cannot reach, amen. And so we want you to remember, amen, the extended family, amen. And the thing I like about extended families, amen, is that when you didn't know somebody was praying for you. Amen. Amen. We used to call my grandmother, Big Mama. Big Mama was praying for you. You was out there tearing your tail, doing whatever you was big and bad enough to do, amen. But Big Mama, amen, would take that thing over to Second Baptist, amen. And when they had all the call, come on now. Pray for that little boy with breath and breeches, amen. They thought he was big and bad enough to do what he wanted to do, amen. And so I thank God for the extended family members, amen, that were praying for you and praying for me, amen. Somebody say, I'm still here because of God's grace and his mercy. Look at somebody else, say, I'm still here because of God's grace and his mercy. Somebody prayed for you, amen, that God would have grace and mercy, amen. So somebody said, I could have been dead, but you're my grace. But God told death to stand back for us and be amen. In other words, it was God's grace and his mercy that kept me when I couldn't keep myself. When somebody went to the altar and took a little time, hand me on their mind, took a little time to pray for me, amen. Pray this morning, while Dr. Sykes, she would come at this time and pray for us, amen. Dr. Sykes, don't
want to
get up, you don't have to get up.
Amen. Let us pray. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we, oh God, humbly bow before your throne of mercy and grace on this day, oh God. Thanking you, oh God, for your love. Thanking you for your goodness. Thanking you for the new mercies of this day, oh God. Thanking you for your grace, oh God. Thanking you for the opportunity, Father, just to be able to say hallelujah to your name this morning, oh God. Because, God, you are worthy to be praised, oh God, this morning, oh God. And so, Father, we come, oh God, with thanksgiving in our hearts and praise on our lips, oh God. We come, oh God, on today, oh God, just thanking you for the many miracles and healings that you have already performed in our lives, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for being a prayer-answering God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, this morning, oh God, that you have looked beyond all of our faults and supplied every one of our needs, oh God. And so, Father, we trust you, oh God. We love you, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for this opportunity that you've allowed us, oh God, to come, oh God, and have a talk with you, oh God, this morning. But just a little talk with you will make everything all right, Father. We come this morning, oh God, asking that you would touch the hearts, the minds, and the spirits of mankind today, oh God. We come this morning, oh God, asking, oh God, a special touch of your love upon all of your people today, oh God. We come, oh God, this morning, oh God, asking, oh God, that your healing virtues will flow throughout the universe, throughout the hospitals and nursing facilities, oh God, throughout those that are convalescing at home, Father God. Oh God, we lift up those this morning that are unsaved this morning, oh God. Prick their hearts that they might come running, I yield, I yield. What must I do to be saved? And Father God, we come this morning lifting up all churches, all pastors, oh God, all service leaders, oh God, all prayer warriors this morning, oh God. We come this morning, oh God, lifting up our pastor Anthony B. K. Son, Sr., oh God. Bless him and keep him and strengthen him, oh God, in all of his ways, oh God. Father God, we
Father, we come lifting up our first lady today, oh God.
Yeah.
So wanna take some today, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for what you've already done in her life, oh God. And thank you what you're going to do in her life, oh God. Continue to put a hedge of protection around her, Father, and continue to keep her covered in your blood, oh God. Continue to bless Holy God Baptist Church in its entirety, oh God. We thank you for how far you have brought us. Thank you for how you have kept us, Father God. Through the seen and unseen and dangerous swords and snares of life, God. You have been right here with us, Father God.
Yeah.
And you have never left us, Father God. Nor will you ever leave us, Father. Because your word tells us that you would never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. And we know that you're true to your word this morning, Father God. Father God, we lift up this morning, Deacon Anita Price, oh God. As she listens, oh God, by the airways, oh God. Bless her and keep her, oh God. Help her, oh God, in her therapy that she has to go through with each and every day, oh God, and during the week, oh God. We pray for the Price family, oh God. We pray for Deacon Price. We pray, oh God, for Minister D and Todd. We pray, oh God, this morning for Connor. Shane Fisher Johnson, oh God. We pray this morning for Zoe. We pray this morning for Michael. We pray this morning for Danielle, oh God. We pray this morning, oh God, for every one of our young people this morning, the Fentway family, the Stain family, Sharon Redmond, Ryan Redmond, oh God. We pray this morning, Father God, for those, Father God, that just need a touch from you, just a touch from you, oh God, will make everything all right, Father. And Father, I thank you, oh God, for what you have done in my life, oh God. I pray for more of your strength today, oh God. Because you know, God, what I stand in need, oh God. And I'm leaving everything at your altar this morning, Father God. Because, Father God, I know you as a healer. I know you as a way maker. I know you as a protector. I know you as a provider. And so, Father, I thank you this morning, God. And I bless your name, God. Continue, oh God, to touch, oh God. Oh God, put the sleepers, oh God. And she listens this morning, oh God. You know all about her this morning, oh God. Continue to bless her and keep her, oh God. We pray this morning, oh God, for Pastor Gregory, First Lady Gregory, New Birth Baptist Church, oh God. We pray this morning, Father God, for Pastor Griffin all the way down in Atlanta and his church family and his family, oh God. We pray, oh God, this morning for every one of your pastors, oh God, that's standing, oh God, in that gap this morning for your children, oh God, because we need you, Father, and we cannot make it without you, Father God. It's you, oh Lord, that we need, oh God. And it's us, oh Lord, that's standing in the need of prayer, oh God. Not my mother, not my father, not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, that we can say it individually. It's me, oh Lord, that's standing in the need of prayer this morning. It's me, oh Lord, that's crying out to you this morning, Mr. God. And I thank you, oh God, that your word tells me that I can cry out to you, God, and you will hear my prayer, oh God. So, God, I'm crying out to you this morning, oh God. And I know that you will hear and that you will answer, God. You will answer prayer this morning, oh God. And so, God, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name this morning, and we praise your name this morning. Lay your hands on your people this morning, Father God. Lay your hands on the young people this morning, Father God. Touch their hearts and their minds. God, and we pray for all of those that are in leadership, oh God. All of our leaders, oh God, of our states, of our countries, of our cities, oh God. We pray for them all, Father God, this morning, Father God. And we say hallelujah to your name this morning, Father God, because you are worthy to be praised, Father God. Great is the Lord, and great is to be praised, Father God, because we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. According, oh God, to the power that works within us, God. And that power is the power of the Holy Spirit, oh God. And we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit on today, oh God. That continues to lead, God, and teaches us, oh God, your ways, oh God. Keep us, God, as the apple of your eye. And we will forever give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory all the days of our lives. And we ask all of these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Thank you, Reverend Tyson. pressing her way this morning, having some challenges in her physical body. But the spirit man has been told it. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Amen. There is a scripture we want to share this morning. It's found in the New Testament book of Hebrews. Amen. In the New Testament book of Hebrews. And we want you to in the ninth chapter, your free time, amen. We want you to study chapters 9 and 10 in Ephesians this week, amen. And the reason that we want to get a good understanding of these chapters is because many times you hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel. Times you hear about John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Everybody knows the gospel. That's the gospel message, John 3:16. But when you study the book of Hebrews, it actually lets you know, amen, the work, amen, of the gospel. We know the scripture of the gospel, amen. And we know the only begotten Son of the gospel, Jesus Christ. Amen. But the book of Hebrews teaches the work of what the Son did.
Yeah.
Is anybody tracking me on that?
Yeah.
See, it's one thing to know the Son of God, amen, and to know that he died, amen, and that he rose on the third day, amen. But it's another thing to know the work that he has done. And that his blood continues to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is anybody tracking me on that?
Yeah.
In other words, he died, he hung, he bled, he died, he rose, amen. But the work is still being done, amen, through the power of the blood.
That's right.
Is anybody tracking with me on that?
Right.
In other words, this is what we need as the gospel church to get people to understand, amen, that the power of the blood is the only thing that can cleanse, amen, from sin. Is anybody tracking me on that? In other words, without the shedding of blood, amen, there is no remission of sin, amen? And so we live, and you can walk outside today, you can go to any store or any football game or anywhere in this world, and you can see sin is running rampant. Have I got a witness? Amen. Amen. And the only way, amen, that sin, amen, can be dealt with, amen, is through the power of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so along with the gospel, John 3:16, that we all know, amen, that we learned when we were this big, amen, is we got to be able to articulate, amen, what the power of the blood does. Amen. We sang that song, amen, this morning, amen. There's power in the blood. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Would you, O evil, victory to win? There's wonderful power, working power in the blood of the Lamb. And so what the problem is, there's too many sinners in this world that don't know nothing about the blood. Have I got a witness? They talking about blood. What you mean, blood? Transfusion? What you talking about? What are you talking about, blood? Blood? A cut my finger, I bleed. What are you talking about? They don't understand that in the beginning when God created, amen, man, amen, and breathed the breath of life into him and gave him the ability to become a living soul, that was that pure blood that was running through his veins. Amen, amen, amen. And God gave the man the ability to reason and to choose whether to do what, right or wrong. Amen. And to be influenced, amen, to be influenced, to be able to somebody to tell you that what God said was a lie
or what God said was true, to be influenced, amen, to do what was right or to do what was wrong. And God loves us enough, amen, to say, I'm not going to force you. I'm going to let you experience my love. And I'm going to let you experience my closeness. And I'm going to let you experience me being able to walk with you in the cool of the day. And the songwriter said, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I'm what? His own. Amen. And that was the relationship that Adam and Eve had with God in the beginning. They were free to come and go, and only stipulation that God had on them is don't partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because when you partake of that tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the day that you partake of it, you shall what? Surely what? Die. You lose your spiritual connection with God. And so you, my brothers and sisters, we live in a world where people that have lost their spiritual connection with God. That's why someone can go out and shoot somebody and have no remorse. That's why someone can beat or lynch or kill somebody and have no remorse. That's why children can kill students, and children can kill and shoot at teachers, and people can treat their children any kind of way because they have no spiritual connection with God. And so why you say, well, I see about this every day. I hear it on the news. I read about it in the paper. I see it on the internet. Why is the world upside down? Why does everybody hate each other? Why does everybody think only about themselves? It's because they have no what? Spiritual connection with what? God. They don't know the love of what? Of God. And so every time you see somebody get shot, and this one got shot, and this one got murdered, and this one got killed, and this one got robbed, and it shows on the news and the newspaper and social media, and everybody's first question is, why is this happening? What's going on? And the leaders, they hustle themselves up to the podium, and they say, we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to have this program, and we're going to spend money on this program, and we're going to do this. But nowhere, amen, do you see often, amen, does anybody say, we're going to turn from our wicked ways and turn back what to God. And how do we expect it to change if we don't what? Turn what? To God. When Solomon took over as king of God's people, he said, I don't know what to pray for, God. I'm young. I'm new at this thing. Amen. What I do know, God, is that you have the answer. Amen. And all of us and all of our leaders and all of our children need to be taught that God has the answer. And so Solomon asked for riches, and he didn't ask for long life. But he said, God, if your people get in trouble, now, if your people done bumped their head down to the white meat, Lord have mercy. If they done killed and lied and schemed and screamed and cheated, amen. He said, God, if your people who are called by your name would humble themselves and pray. Is anybody praying? Lord have mercy. Is anybody humble? Amen. And seek your face, God, and turn from their wicked way. He said, God, please then hear from heaven, God. Forgive their sins and what? Heal their land. I remember when the pandemic first started, everybody was preaching their sermons on that verse. Amen. Yeah. Everybody was turning to 2 Chronicles 7:14. 7:14, we got a pandemic, people walking outside and dying. COVID killing everybody. And people got what? Scared. Lord have mercy. They didn't know if they want to come to church. They didn't want to go to church. They didn't want to go to work. They shut the whole world down. Amen? And they shut it down because they were scared of COVID. Amen. But God said that the reason I had to shut it down, look at somebody, the reason I had to shut it down is because I need to understand that y'all acting wicked in this world. Am I going to win? And God says, I need to put a pause on you in this world to let you know, amen, that sin is running rampant, and the only way that you can get out of this thing, amen, is that you turn to the blood that has the power to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So when we look at this book of Hebrews, now that the pandemic been waned, amen, folks started to come back out the house. Come on, have I got a witness? Amen. They started to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Have I got a witness? Amen. They venturing out. Amen. But the thing is that they, when they ventured in and locked themselves in, the same sin that they had when they locked themselves in, come on now, is the same sin that they had when they ventured back out. And I got a witness. But some kind of way, it looks like it got even a little bit worse, amen, because when they were locked in, amen, they couldn't do the sin that they wanted, amen. And so now they out here buck wild, amen, off the chain, off the hook, amen, doing anything they're big and bad enough to do, amen. And so here the politicians, they walk up to the podiums and say, we're going to do this, we're going to have this program, we're going to do this. But nobody's turned, well, to God. So the Hebrew writer is dealing with this in that day of the first century church where folk, amen, had gotten to a place, amen, where folk were off the chain and folk was leaving the church, Lord have mercy. They were scared, amen, because, amen, they were getting persecuted, amen, for saying I was a Christian, amen, for saying that God is going to handle it and that there was the blood of Jesus was able to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Folk didn't want to hear that, amen, and so folk were leaving the church. Lord have mercy. They were leaving in groves. The word is apostate. In other words, the gospel that they heard, they were turning away from and going back to the old thing. Amen. They felt comfortable. Anybody ever experienced that or did yourself that? The change came. Amen. And you didn't want no change. You wanted to go back to that old thing that felt good. Have I got a witness that you was used to, amen, that you could groove to, that you knew the ins and the outs of it? Have I got a witness, amen? I want to go back, amen, to that thing, amen. But God said, no, I got a new covenant. I got a new testament that has the ability to be able to cleanse your mind from the power and the penalty of sin. So he goes on to break it down. We're going to break it down. And basically what it is, In your spiritual eye, when God gave Moses a plan to give to his children, he gave him a plan what was in heaven. And he said, Moses, this is what's in heaven, amen. And I want you to make a representation right here on earth, amen. And I want you to make a representation, and the representation is that if you're a sinner, amen, you can be saved and counted you as righteousness, amen, if you're covered in this blood. Amen? That's God's plan. God said, you're off the chain, you're sinning, you're acting like you don't know God, you don't know any love, amen. But God says, I got a plan that he put into action back there with Adam and Eve. And when he did it with Adam and Eve, he killed the innocent animal, and the innocent animal's blood and covered him with the coat, and Adam and Eve with the coats of an innocent animal, amen. And he drove them out so they wouldn't be able to partake of the tree of life and live forever in sin. And so what God did was he saved them by shedding innocent blood. Amen? And so God said, this is my plan that's in heaven. Amen. And the only way that you can be redeemed from the power and the penalty of that sin is that you get covered in the blood. Am I moving too fast? Y'all tracking with me? So every June bug out there, and every sister girl out there, and every brother man, and whatever you want called the sinner today, amen. If they don't get covered in the blood, amen, they're going to act like they don't know God. Somebody say, I used to be that way. But I got covered, what? In the blood, amen. And so we're going to read this, and we're going to see where the Hebrew writer says, I need y'all to get this, because y'all want to go back to the blood of the bulls and the goats. But I want to introduce to the blood of my son Jesus. The blood of the bulls and the goats was a temporary thing to show you how it's supposed to be in heaven. But I don't want you to trust in the blood of the bulls and the goats, because the blood of the bulls and the goats can't cleanse your mind from sin. It's just a temporary, look at somebody say, that's just a temporary thing. And so what the world is riding on, amen, is a temporary thing, amen. They don't have the sure foundation knowledge of the blood that will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Let's look at this. If you go to Hebrews, the 9th chapter, and begin at verse 11, it says, but Christ being come a high priest of good things, to become by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, of this building. In other words, the only thing man has, amen, is man-made down here to try to save you, amen? And it ain't working. Amen.
Come on.
You can go to all these doctors, the shrinks, and you got the TV doctors, and you got the one of them things that they read the tarot cards and all of that stuff, and you got the chiropractors, and you got all these doctors, amen, that specialize, amen, in trying to, amen, get you healthy and get you healed, and you pay them this amount of money, and they'll send you something, amen, and you're going to get healed, and that's all they got is human stuff. But none of that stuff can heal you from the power and the penalty of sin. Nothing. You can search the internet. You can search all over the world. The songwriter said, I went over there, couldn't find nobody. Went over there, couldn't find nobody. Went back there, couldn't find nobody. Couldn't find nobody, amen, to fix the ailment that I had. And the ailment, amen, was a disease called sin. Lord have mercy. A disease, amen, that is worse than the pandemic, amen. Folks got you a shot, amen. And now you know, am I vaccinated or not vaccinated? Do I got immunity? Do what? All this? Do I got a car? Do I have a car? I had it. It means I don't have to get it anymore. I'm not worried about COVID no more, amen. But I still need to be worried about the power and the penalty of sin.
Yeah.
And so the Hebrew writer said, look here, man. I need you to understand that thing that you had comfort and confidence in was a temporary thing. That tabernacle, that sacrifice was made with blood of animals and bulls, and it was a temporary, it was a foreshadow of what I got in heaven, and God's got something for you finally, amen, to deliver you. And so he goes on. And as he goes on, he lets them know in verse 12, he said, neither by the blood of goats, this is Hebrews 9, verse 12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
Mm.
See, this stuff down here, Dr. Lindsay, is just temporary. I want some eternal redemption. I don't know about you. Amen. I want something, amen, that's indelible, that can't be erased, amen. Now, see, every now and then you have a problem if you was drinking, amen. You go to the liquor store, amen, and you buy you a fifth of this, amen. Have I got a whip? And every now and then, amen, that fifth would make you feel good for a little while. Have I got a medicine now, amen. Every now and then you go to the cold box, amen, and you get you a beer or some wine, amen, and that wine will make you feel good, and that beer make you feel good, what, for a little while. Have I got a witness, amen. And then every now and then you go down to the boys on the corner, amen, they call them the street pharmaceuticals, amen, and they sell you a little package or something that has some funny smelling stuff in it and some stuff that might glitter and smell, and you either smoke it, you pop it, you shoot it, amen, and you feel good for a little while. Have I got a witness? Have I got a witness? Amen. Or you might go down there and find you a fine, a tall, dark, and handsome. Have I got a witness? Amen. Some folks like a tall, dark, and handsome. Amen. Or whatever approach your folks. You might like a short, smooth, and light-skinned brother. Amen. Or you might like a light-skinned, smooth, and long-haired woman.
All right.
Have I got a witness? And that'll take you for a little while. Have I got with you? But sooner or later, you know that tall, dark, and handsome gonna get on your nerves. Have I got with you? Amen. Light-skinned, amen, and fine. Y'all can say that thing. He what? He fine, and she's fine, and shorty look what? Good, amen. Sooner or later, shorty fine and good gonna get on your what? last nerve. Amen. 50% of the marriages in there what? Divorce. Amen. Because fine and look good don't last what? For that. Have I got a witness? So God said, I want to give you some eternal redemption. Amen. And he said in verse 13, he says, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ash of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh. He said, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from the dead works to serve the living God? In other words, what the writer was saying, amen, if that could do the little temporary thing, amen, the blood of a bull and a goat and the ashes of the temporary thing, that can clean you up on the outside, amen. Only the blood of God, the blood of Jesus, amen, can cleanse you from the power and the penalty of sin, that has the ability to purify you from death. So he goes on to say in verse 15, and for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament,
yeah,
that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that we were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal, that word again, eternal inheritance. In other words, he's letting us know, amen, that there's a greater power, amen, that's offered than what we have down here. And you look at verse 16, it says, for where a testator is, there must also be the necessity of the death of the testator. In other words, if you are an inheritance, in other words, somebody got an insurance policy, amen. Say my wife has an insurance policy on me, amen. She can't cash in the insurance policy until I die. Is that the way that thing works? Amen. In other words, what has to happen in order for you to cash in on the policy, amen, the death of the testator has to occur, amen. And in other words, in order for you to get the payoff, come on somebody, in order for you to get the payoff, amen, somebody had to die. Amen. And people understand that. And so what God is saying, in order for you to get this internal payoff, to be cleansed from the power and the penalty of sin, in other words, when you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, amen, God has taken your sin, the guilty stain, amen, that causes you, amen, to be out of the right relationship with God. What he does is he says, now look here, I'm going to die for the power and the penalty of sin to be delivered eternally, amen. And all you have to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus that he hung dead and died, and you shall be saved. And so what he said is the death of the testator is going to allow you to receive eternal life. It's going to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. It's going to clean you from the power and the penalty of sin. He's going to give you a new heart. He's going to give you a new walk. He's going to give you a new talk. You're going to act instead of like your father the devil to your new father, which is in heaven. So he goes on to say in verse 17, for a testator is a force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is no strength. And all while the testator lives. In other words, as long as I'm not living, my wife can't get that payoff. Lord have mercy. And I got to win. She ain't going to scheme and try to kill me. Don't worry about it. She loves me. Amen. Amen. But if anybody understands, amen, you ain't going to get the payoff, amen, until somebody dies. Everybody with me? But they didn't understand that Jesus was saying, y'all were talking about I'm dead, but I'm alive. In verse 18, he says, whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. And here's the thing, you see. God's plan of redemption is through blood. He gave the example to Moses and said, everything in here, I want you to cleanse it, sanctify it, sprinkle it, whatever it is, with blood when you go into this temple. Because that's the only way that once a year, the high priest is going to go into the holy place and present the blood, amen, and then everybody's going to be forgiven of their sin once a year. And they had to do that every single day and every single year. because it was temporary. Verse 19, he goes on to explain this blood thing. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of what? Calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people. Verse 20, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined to you. In other words, this is how y'all going to be saved. Amen. And this is my plan until I bring my son in. And verse 21, he says, moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And in verse 22, and almost all things are by the law purged with what? Blood. And then this is the point that we need to circle, highlight, and put on your window and your doors and on your car. Here it is. And without shedding of blood, look at somebody saying, and without shedding of blood, is no remission. You dropped the mic on there? So all these folks that we deal in, we used to be a part of, that under the power and the penalty of sin, we can't get right back with God, not that there was some shedding, what, of blood. I don't know what religion they might belong to. I don't know what religion or their religions all over the world, but only the religion of Christianity, Christ, amen, says that nobody can be forgiven of sin, amen, not unless there was some shedding, what, of blood. Did you say the end? The end. That's it. And so what he's trying to tell us is that we need to understand, we got to tell folks, we that are saved and recovering, but we need to tell them about the blood of Jesus. Ain't enough politicians talking about the blood. There was a poor, Lord have mercy, was a meteorologist. Amen. When Mississippi got this state and Mississippi got wiped out by the tornado, he was watching the tornado in his meteorologist studio, amen, and he saw it coming and how wide and how long it was, and he said, Lord Jesus, help them on the head. He said, Lord Jesus, help them. In other words, he knew the only help that they were going to be able to get, because he understood the force of the tornado. He left his professionalism and went to his humanism and said, Lord, I need you. And said, Lord Jesus, what, help them. See, there's not enough people, amen, that want to be professional, that say, we don't know what we're doing. Lord Jesus, what? Help us. We don't understand, amen, that the police officers that go out, they need to be able to say, Lord Jesus, what? Help us. The teachers on the schoolhouse need to say, Lord Jesus, help us. The president in the White House, the presidents all over the world, they need to say, Lord Jesus, what? Help us. The parents need, Lord Jesus, what? Help us. The doctors need, Lord Jesus, what? Help us. Because without shedding of blood is no remission. And then verse 23, it says, it was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in heaven to be purified with these things, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifice than these. In other words, Moses did what was required for earthly temporary by the blood of the goats and the bulls and the ashes of heifers. But he says that was just a pattern of what was in heaven. And he goes on in verse 24, it says, for Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into a heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God. For who? For us. In other words, what the Hebrew writer was saying, amen, is that the priest's, amen, power was limited. And the priest's power, amen, could only get you but so far. It couldn't get you into the presence of the holy God. Have I got a witness? Amen. But Jesus, amen, because he shed his holy blood, amen, is able to get you into the presence of a holy God. And the only place, and the only way you can get in the presence of a holy God is you got to have clean hands and a pure heart. And I'm not lifting up your soul unto vanity, nor toward deceitfully. It says this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. In other words, you got to come the way God said you got to come in order to be saved. And if you don't come by being covered in the blood of Jesus, you can't get what you need. Have I got a witness today? In other words, this world is suffering, amen, because there ain't enough people covered in the blood. Have I got a witness? When you understand the blood covering, that will change your life and change your mind and change your heart, then you understand that there's still power in the blood. Get ready to go to my seat. It says, nor yet that should be offering himself often as a priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of us. In other words, the priest went in the blood of us. But in verse 26, it's for then they must be often have suffered the foundations of the world. But now once in the end of the world has he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. In other words, my brothers and sisters, Jesus has put away sin because the sacrifice and the shedding of his blood. In other words, sin has already been dealt with. When you see it on the news, when you see it on social media, it doesn't have to be that way because sin has already been dealt with. Have I got a witness today? Somebody dead on a hill, far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. It was there that the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's aid, and sinners find beneath their blood are cleansed from all their guilt and pain. This world needs to go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. And if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said that I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin and clean their land. All you gotta do is trust in the blood of Jesus. Trust that he'll wipe your sins away. Trust that he'll turn your situation around. Trust that the blood of Jesus, it will never leave its power. It reaches to the lowest valley. It goes to the lowest valley. It reaches to the highest mountain. The blood of Jesus that gives you strength from day to day. About it, Dr. Lindsay, he didn't have to go back no more. But it simply said he took his blood, laid it in the presence of the Father, and sat down at the right hand of God. It's finished. It's finished. sin has been dealt with. I don't know why y'all can live in sin no more. It is finished. It's over. It's a wrap. Death and the grave have been defeated. Why folks still acting like fools running around chasing each other? They don't have to. They don't have to. Not unless they want to. But you don't have to. They don't have to. God paid the price. The testator has died. All you got to do is cash in. Somebody said, look at the policy number. What's the policy? What's the policy number? What's the policy number? Read it back to me. It's B-L-O-O-D. Wait a minute now. B-L-O-O-D-O-L-J. Wait a minute. That's a capital J. E-Y-S-Y-U-Y-S. Somebody said, we want to wire this to you or we'll put it in the mail. You want to put it into your account. That's right. Go ahead and put it electronically in my account. I'm cashing in. Somebody said, I'm cashing in. Somebody already cashed in. Come on now. I already got the funds. Mercy. That's what's wrong with this world. They don't want cash in on the blood. They want to run rampant and do what they dig and bad enough. But one day, see, we live in a period of grace right now. God's got his hand of grace, dispensation of grace, period when God's doing something. God's got his hand of grace in his instrument with the nails in his hand. Crown of thorns on his head. Gash in his side. Pricks and nails in his feet. He said, son of man, I died for you. Accept me by faith. I'll give you some grace. Be able to be saved. Put back in the right relationship with me. And all you got to do is have enough faith to believe. Debt's been paid. Sin has been done with. You don't have to live like that no more. Sin a man. Sin a man. Sin a woman. Grace is right here. Too many times they say, I don't believe in that stuff. Call them out, they bitches. World knock them upside the head. Bop, 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 bop. Sin a man. Tired of getting beat up. And embrace is extended. They might come for a little while. Salvation really hasn't took hold. They back in the world. If I grab that later, I'll get with that later. I'm good. I'm good, man. But there's going to come a time to the man where that hand of grace is going to be withdrawn. When that hand of grace is withdrawn, the Hebrew writer says, there remains no more sacrifices. In other words, there's nothing else coming. When that last freight train pulls out the station, that's it. So the question is, will you make the choice? Will you make the choice? Cash in. On the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the testator. In other words, he already paid the price. You just need to cash in. There might be someone here today. That what is the title of this sermon? Eternal salvation. Eternal salvation. There might be someone here today that doesn't know Jesus in the free pardoning of their sin. See, he's not going to force it on you. The record says he's standing in the door and out. Any man hears his voice, he'll come and he'll sup with you. He'll give you eternal life, eternal salvation. Don't cost you nothing.
but you gotta make a choice. Choices that we make.
Remember each other in prayer, believe each other in sickness and distress,
to cultivate Christian sympathy and feeling and courtesy and speech, to be slow to take offense, but always ready for reconciliation and mindful of the rules of our Savior to secure it without delay. We moreover engage that when we remove from this place, we will as soon as possible unite with some other church where we can carry out the spirit of this covenant and the principles of God's word. Amen. My name is Reverend Lindsay. She would come and she would assist me with the union. Amen. November 9th. Not feeling well this morning. Amen. Kind of hang back and enjoy the fruits of your labor. Amen. Let's pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for allowing us to come on another fourth Sunday where we serve the commandment that you left on record that we should remember you and your blood and your body. Pray, God, that you would bless these elements that symbolize your blood that's shed. Your body is broken. And you can bless it. Amen. Disciples
the night in which he had betrayed after observing the Passover for the last time, Passover was instituted by Moses, where God's people would be delivered from the bondage of Egypt, amen, Pharaoh's oppression. So he told Moses to animal, shed his blood, and to eat the animal without any particular fixing, but this point, amen, bread with no leaven at this point, because when the death angel came to tenth plague, they were being in a hurry to get out of Egypt. They didn't have time to sit back and observe an ordinary meal, but this was for the Passover meal. So what he said is that I want you to take that blood, and anyone that believes to take the blood and put it on the doorpost of the lintel of that dwelling, when the death angel came, when the tenth plague came, he would see the blood and pass over that house, and that house form will be spared from death throughout the land. And they ate real fast, took the blood, and put it on the doorpost of the lintel. They were able to leave out of Egypt to escape the power and the penalty of Pharaoh and oppression. And they observed this Passover meal until the institution of the new covenant in Jesus' blood. In other words, this is what we were talking about earlier, the old blood testament that was in the Passover. They observed that until Jesus instituted a new covenant in his blood. So he sat down, he observed the Passover, and instituted a new commandment in his blood. So he sat down and blessed the bread, break it, said, this is my body, which is broken for you, eat all of it, and remember for me, let us eat together. And after they had supped, he took a cup of the fruit of the vine, and this is a new covenant in my blood, and shed for the remission of sin of many, new covenant, new promise. Often as you drink it, and remember to me. Let us drink together. And the record did not indicate that they had a benediction, but they simply went out into their Mount of Olives. And as you go out into your Mount of Olives, make sure you are able to explain about eternal salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I bless you. May heaven ever smile upon you. You may be dismissed. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. Online folk, I bless you. Heaven ever smile upon you.